Hello there, my audio boomerians. Slandy here. It is Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. It is minus 10 degrees outside. Winter has decided to come back to our fair city of Montreal. But there is no snow, or very little snow. Most of it has melted, in fact. And all other than the large piles that were piled up during the start of the winter by the plows in the various parking lots, other than that, all the other snow has melted away. So our grass around our home is completely bare. It's 20 minutes after 7 in the evening. I am going to run a few little errands. I'm going over to my mom's to help her out with a few things. And I'm happy to report that I finally took the plunge and backed up my Mac Mini completely and OS 10 10.6.8, which was affectionately known as Snow Leopard. And I purchased Mountain Lion, although I'm positive I had purchased Mountain Lion before, but for some odd reason I could not retrace it, nor could I find the download of it. So I had to buy it again, a whole $19, so it's not going to break the bank. So it is downloading as we speak. It took a couple of days for them to process the order, but it is now downloading through the App Store. And by the time I get back from my mom's in a couple of hours, I will sit down with a piping hot cup of tea and upgrade my Snow Leopard to Mountain Lion. So 10.7 point whatever. I think it's 10.7.5. And I will stop there. Although I did download Mavericks, I will not be reinstalling Mavericks. I could take the plunge and try it. Worst case, I'd have to start all over again. But knowing that I've downloaded, I have Snow Leopard on the original DVDs. And then I now have Mountain Lion, which I will burn to a DVD. But I will not do that. I will not be going to Mavericks. Unless I absolutely need Mavericks, I will stop at 10.7.5. And the reason being is I went out. When was that? That would have been on, I'm trying to remember the day that I went out and bought my portable hard drive. Oh yes, that would have been on the 27th. I remember because we were dropping off my mother-in-law at the train station, my wife and I, and then on the way back, I asked her if she wouldn't mind stopping off at an electronics shop because I wanted to pick up a external hard drive. And I found one, a Seagate, a 1 terabyte Seagate, a small one, for $64.99. Canadian. So a really good deal. So I bought that and backed up my complete system. And now reinstalled, that was the 27th. And I guess by the next day, so the 28th is when I actually installed, or rather reinstalled the OS 10. 10.6, so the Snow Leopard. And I could not believe the difference in performance that came out of my Mac Mini. It was like a completely different machine. And I'm really glad I did it as well, because I was really starting to get annoyed with my Mac Mini. In fact, there is still one thing, I'll get to that in a moment, that still annoys me about my Mac Mini. But other than that, everything else, and I've been slowly reinstalling all the software. I had created a list in Evernote, and I'm slowly going through that list and getting everything back in. The most important thing was probably Reaper, which is a digital audio workstation that I use. And Software things that I use. There was MS Office that I use quite extensively. And Blender, which is a 3D rendering program. I haven't been really doing much 3D work at all, but I did want to get back into it. I even installed a CAD program that I forgot I had. For the life of me, I can't. I think it's called LibreCAD, so sort of like LibreOffice, which I also installed. I installed LibreOffice. I'm trying to think of other titles that I've installed. GIMP, Inkscape. Scribus for doing desktop publishing. I think that runs about what I've got so far. And hopefully by night, I'll have Mountain Lion in there so that I can install the latest version of a DVD burning software called DVD Styler that I've been able to successfully create DVDs with menus. And also video, what was called that called now? Video, not Video Plus, I want to see Video. Video Tab, Video, something like that, which is a video editing software. And of course, I can hear some of you say, well, why don't you just use iMovie or iDVD? Well, because neither one of them has been running successfully in my machine. Now, of course, I did retrograde back to Snow Leopard. The iLife that I had with that particular DVD might have worked. But I don't know. I've had a lot of trouble with my machine, and I just want to get it back to a stable platform and see what I can where I can go from there. At the moment, I don't have any dire need for video editing or any even DVD burning for the moment. I don't have any imminent jobs coming up, but if in the future I do want to do some video editing, or even perhaps show Michaela how to do video editing, it'd be nice to have the software. I think it's called VideoPad. That's what it's called. By a company called NCH Software, I believe. And it was a ridiculous sum. I think it was like $39. And it does everything I need it to do. It can even do green screening. You know, I can do green screen effects. Excuse me. Transitions. There's a few special effects in there. Lens flare I've seen and a few others. Slow motion. Fast motion. And that kind of stuff. So, I'm really, all in all, I'm pretty happy with it. And it was running under a Mavericks, but so-so. And I think the minimum it needs is 10.7. See how that works once I reinstall Mountain Lion. But overall, I think I'm okay so far. I won't have to dump Apple as I had envisioned. But like I told my wife, I forgot to mention my other problem is my DVD player. My DVD unit in my Mac Mini is giving me a lot of hassles. Half of the time it's not reading my DVDs. After it's burned them successfully, when I pop them back in, I'm up saying, oh, what do you want to do with this blank DVD? And yet if I take the same DVD and put it on my Windows 7 machine, it reads it. So I'm really, really frustrated. Other than buying an external DVD burner, I really don't see what I can do, so I'm hoping Mountain Lion might fix the problem. Thanks for listening.